It is the final Patriots Friday of this long and trying season, and coming up, we'll give you a rare content replay on Jelani Tavai, who was on this show during the 7 o'clock hour, said some interesting things. We will not be at Gillette Stadium on Monday because Patriots Monday has ended. So yeah. We will find out, I guess, Monday or at some point, the fate of Jerod Mayo, depending on what happens on Sunday.
Do you read into that at all or no? Because Bill never did it after.
Bill never did it anyway. And so, it is.
But, I think, let me just say on behalf of all Patriots Mondays and Fridays, hip, hip, hooray.
get Jackson in here. Jackson has been asking me forever if he could have a segment on the show. And so he came up while I was away. He came up with this one. I think we have an intro for this. Do we have an intro for this? Go ahead, Sean. If you...
Greg Hill Show presents the Jackson 5.
All right. I want to use Jackson 5 music.
Yeah.
That's just me.
That was off.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping for. I was like, I wonder what
kind
song.
Kind of a layup.
I wonder what song Chime's going to use from the Jackson
5.
No, it wasn't Chime. It's a great intro. Great intro. I would have thrown the Jackson 5.
He has long COVID.
It's kind of the idea. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your holidays?
My holidays quiet because my fiance and I were both sick, so we didn't want to get anybody sick. So
why did you fall in the shower?
Yeah, what happened when you fell over in the...
On Christmas Eve, I had a really bad backache. And I took one of those giant ibuprofens and a painkiller I had left over from a dental.
Painkiller, the drink, or
a painkiller.
You're supposed to flush those down.
Yeah, I should have probably flushed it. But and so I got all woozy in the shower, and I fell twice.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Jackson.
Hold on. Are you going to show us?
Yeah. Oh, he's bruised up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, be careful.
What did you wash the pills down with?
Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, did the missus come in and rescue you?
You know what? She didn't, and I was a little bit perturbed by that.
Yeah.
She heard you fall?
She didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I did call for her, but she didn't hear me.
She didn't hear you. Okay. Now, your idea for this segment is 5 questions.
Yes.
Of a particular note based on what?
Sports, topical news.
Okay, just random 5 questions that you've selected. And you ask all of us, and then we come. Are they trivia or
it's
like
true or false?
True or false?
Yes, true or false? Yeah,
true or false? And we do we come to a consensus on that?
Absolutely,
here?
Yeah, sure. Okay. You can team up or individually.
Oh, we could team up as a group, I guess. All right, I am ready.
All right,
with question number 1.
All right, let's go. So, Brendan Schooler, he was selected for the Pro Bowl.
Yes,
first ever guy named Brendan to be selected for the Pro Bowl. True or false?
It's got to be true. It's got to be true.
Hold on. Brendan or Brandon?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Brendan.
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 It's got to be true.
I mean, very popular name, though.
Agreed. But that's why it's so crazy for him to put it on there.
I'm going to say that's false. What do you guys want to say?
I'm saying that is false as well.
I'm going true.
You think it's false? We're going to go with false?
Brendan.
Curtis, what do you want to go
with? I'm going to go with true because it's too crazy.
Yeah, it's too crazy.
I'll go with true. Brendan.
What's the answer?
So it's kind of a half and half deal,
okay.
Which I find incredibly interesting.
Right.
He spells it B-R-E-N-D-E-N.
Yes.
Okay.
The only other Brendan is Brendan Adebayo.
Okay.
Who spells it B-R-E-N-D-O-N.
Okay.
So it's true and false at the same time.
All right.
Okay.
This is pretty good. I like this,
okay.
Curtis.
All right.
This has promise, this bit. Go ahead.
True or false? These two albums came out 25 years ago in the year 2000. Eminem, the Marshall Mathers LP, and Hanson, This Time Around.
Oh.
25
polar
years
opposites
2000.
There. Hanson and Eminem.
False.
I would say true.
I
think that's true.
Weren't the Hansons bigger?
The Hansons were bigger in like the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say false.
You say false?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
True. Same year.
True.
Wow.
Same year.
Dang it. I love
Eminem. Okay. Very good.
All right. Jimmy Carter, man that just passed away.
Yeah.
First president to welcome a Super Bowl champion to the White House. True or false?
Wait a minute. He was in the 1970s.
I know the answer to this.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
He was the first president to ever welcome a Super Bowl champion. Well, the Super Bowl only began in the 60s. Late 60s.
Yeah, because wasn't it the
Chiefs? The first one was the...
Was it
Packers? What? Bart Starr.
Right.
Okay.
And then number 3, of course, was Joe Namath.
Yes.
I'm going to say that's... What's the answer, Shyam?
I believe the answer is true.
Is that true?
True.
True. Right. He was.
Yes.
Really?
Pittsburgh Steelers and Pittsburgh Pirates that year.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. Excellent.
Ken's
very
happy.
Good. Very good.
True or false? North Carolina Tar Heels are called that because in the early days of their basketball program, they lined the visitor locker room with a thin layer of tar that would stick to the player's heels.
I hope that this is true, but I think that's false.
That's false.
Yeah, I would say false as well.
Is that false?
That is false, yes. It's called that because they produced a lot of tar and turpentine in the 1800s, and also it's a Civil War reference as well.
Oh, okay.
They fought like they had tar on their heels because they didn't back down.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
I think they lost in North Carolina.
Yes, they did, but they were apparently they were tough. True or false? Oh, wait, is this five or four?
This would be five,
okay.
I think.
Right. Well, I can go Celtics or pop culture.
You choose.
Whichever one's better.
Pop culture.
Pop culture, okay. Recently, Kristen Cavallari was on a podcast, and she said Morgan Wallen was bad in bed.
That is false.
False.
She said he is a great lover.
That's what she said.
Wow.
How do you know?
I listened.
Nailed it.
She also said she's dating a guy who is a former athlete, just retired recently.
And said she's a wag.
40 years old, uh-huh. And is a wag, yeah.
Really?
Well, when did she have time to, put Morgan Wallen? Wasn't she married to Jay Cutler?
Yes.
And then she went to a young dude?
She's now swimming the open seas. They broke up. That's been over.
But this is just recently,
yeah.
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
I understand. So she said that Morgan Wallen is a great lover.
Great lover.
Really?
Is that the one who throws furniture off the roof?
Yes, it is.
Yes, that is him. All right.
Wow, I like it.
Do you? I kind of like this.
Yes.
How do we feel about the Jackson 5?
I always like the Jackson 5.
I always love Jackson.
Yeah, I got a little bit of sports in there.
A little bit of sports. A little bit of
turpentine.
Yeah.
What did you get the missus for Christmas?
I got her a, she likes tarot cards, so I got, a local artist does like these weird circular paintings that include like a bunch of little clues and stuff, so it has all the tarots incorporated in it.
Very nice. Very thoughtful.
Yeah. Does she do like tarot readings?
She tries.
Is that the only gift or?
And a SpongeBob onesie.
She
liked it. I don't know.
Comfy. Yeah. What'd she get you?
She got me guitar hangers and a glass chest set.
Oh.
And a padded shower.
Yes, a shower chair.
Has she ever
I make a Krabby Patty now?
Has she ever read you?
Yes, she has.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Are your stars aligned?
I don't remember. It really doesn't interest me much.
But tarot, I don't think is really stars.
I know.
Though.
I think
you gotta be careful. You flip over the wrong card.
Yeah, it's weird.
Jackson, thank you so
much.
You're welcome.
That is the Jackson 5.
Can we get some Jackson music next time? Jackson 5 music.
We'll have some Jackson 5 music. Yeah. This is Derek from Chicopee. Derek, what's up?
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Same
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Yeah. Quickly, I won't take your guys' time too much. Jelante over there, goodbye, whatever his name
is. Jelani Tavai, yes.
Yeah, so that's what's wrong with this world now. He's a professional. Doesn't matter, doctor, police officer, whomever. You know, there's accountability. You have to put yourself on a higher pedestal. They get paid to get paid what they do to play a game, and that would never happen 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and it's just ridiculous.
Well, you will get to hear for yourself how that interview went next. So, Jelani Tavai, what he said about Patriots fans who were booing that team last week, what he said about fans that were chanting Fire Mayo, all of that coming up next in a rare content replay on The Greg Hill Show.